You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A bloody weekend, Lee, from one end of the globe to the other.
Yes.
Waking up the news this morning after the FBI triumphantly announced the capture of the Brown University shooting suspect. Even running with his denials that he didn't do it. He was in the hotel the whole time, crediting their geolocation system for tracking his cell phone. Turns out he was telling the truth. They released him. They're now looking for the suspect. So this is a bizarre situation where Kash Patel is still up. FBI Director Kash Patel taking credit for catching the Brown University shooter and talking about the geolocation software they used to do it. And they got it wrong. So wrong guy. Whoever the right person is still out there. They're still hunting him. Manhunt is still on. So extremely bizarre situation this morning and at Brown University, and I'm sure you'll continue to have updates.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we're following Rob Reiner. If you're just waking up, you may be a little slow this morning, given how, you know, very, very cold it is outside, just to the shock of, wait, what? I had to do a double take when I heard this morning very early. You know, prepping for the show, it came out. I said, what? Rob Reiner and his wife are dead? Wait, murdered inside their Hollywood mansion? Discovered by their daughter yesterday around 3:30 p.m.? It's very shocking with, they say, wounds that look like a knife or other sharp bladed object. So very violent death for both of them. I checked, Lee, and as of, you know, a few minutes ago before this segment, people, you know, the tabloid, yeah. People still reporting that the headline is exclusive. Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were killed by their son. So they're seeing the son, Nick Reiner, who's, you know, been in and out of treatment facilities for drugs, has been homeless for, you know, on and off for years, struggled with drugs since he was 15, is the killer. Nobody else is running with that right now. They say they attribute this to their sources inside the LAPD. So we'll see. There's been no arrest, and Nick is alive and being questioned. But again, no arrest. And of course, Rob Reiner, noted liberal, very liberal guy, famous director. He did, you know, This Is Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men. First became famous for his role as Mike. on the sitcom All in the Family. So this is a guy who is a brilliant director, brilliant actor. Mm-hmm. Don't like his politics, but incredibly talented.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And also a brilliant writer. Mm-hmm. So one of the rare people in Hollywood who can successfully do all three.
Act, write, and direct.
Yeah.
And very successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some comment about someone referring to, you know, the Nepo baby trend, you know, where, you know, you wind up inheriting something. But he was saying that, yeah, that does open a door for you. But if you don't have the talent to get it done and the will to get it done, that door will quickly close.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very insightful statement there. And I think he was right about that.
Well, his wife, too, was an actress. And you, when you see her face, you remember, yeah, wait, I have seen her in some things. They met on this set of When Harry Met Sally, married in 1989, had three children.
That's ironic.
Yeah, really. I know. Had three children and one adopted child, so a total of four. Mm-hmm. Found dead in their homes, apparently stabbed to death. So very shocking, and awaiting a news conference by the LAPD. We'll see what they have to say and if people got it right.
Well,
as to who did this.
The news conference video that I saw, the spokesperson for the law enforcement down there was saying that they are not making any comments now about any suspects, and they won't until they have had a complete investigation.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You
got to
do the forensics on this thing.
Yeah. But if you've got, you know, independent journalists that are getting down there getting information from sources, you know, that's part of the process.
Yeah. So he was 78. I'm surprised he was that old. I guess I think of him as younger, but I don't know. It makes sense. She was 68. And both dead in their Hollywood mansion. Mm. Very shocking.
Yeah.
Overnight. Meanwhile, Lee, three killed in Syria, three more mm-hmm. seriously injured.
Yes.
And Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump vowing retaliation. I have no doubt that they will hunt down everybody involved in this and kill them. And
apparently they were basically assassinated by an ISIS member of the Syrian security forces. And apparently this individual, according to the Syrian sources, was a Syrian soldier, which we are supposedly allies with at this point. But he was being investigated for connections to ISIS and for some reason was still in the area, not under arrest, and, killed those two soldiers and an interpreter.
Unfortunately, with Syria, we do this big pretend thing here in America. Like we pretend ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria are different people. But the head of Syria, who was violently installed by the Biden administration, the CIA, he is the former leader of Al-Qaeda mm-hmm. in Syria. Yeah. He was at this time last year, a little earlier than this time, maybe around November last time, still on the terror watch list. There was a $10 million reward on his head. And this is a guy who, during his time in Iraq as a mid-level terrorist, is credited with killing 300 troops, 90% of whom were ours. Now we're pretending he's reformed and he's the head of Syria. He was welcomed like a conquering hero to the White House, just weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I said at the time, I mean, and I don't know who the idiot was who scheduled it, but to schedule it on the anniversary of the Marines in the same 24-hour period as Veterans Day. I mean, can you imagine sending your loved one, your husband, your child, your father goes to war, dies in Iraq at the hands of this guy, as hundreds did, hundreds of Americans, only to see him 20 years later greeted as a conquering hero at the White House? Why do we serve? I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what we do. I don't understand it. And so when you're looking at this in Syria, I mean, I've studied this for many, many years. I mean, the idea that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are different people in Syria, they're not. I mean, you know, just even in the last few days before all of this happened, the Trump administration, they're still doing it today, was trying to pressure this Al-Qaeda terrorist, who we're now pretending is not a terrorist, but a head of state, to remove the Al-Qaeda fighters from the Syrian security forces. So this, you know, when you're talking about, oh, this guy, you know, hey, he's ISIS. Yeah, ISIS is serving, Al-Qaeda is serving. Of course they are. When Biden's CIA arms and trains these people and installs them in Syria, what are you going to get? We gave The Democrats gave Al-Qaeda a country. They wanted a country. They have a country now. These ISIS and Al-Qaeda fighters, they go back and forth. They're just jihadists. And we are going to have a catastrophic terror attack, and it's going to come out of Syria. We'll pretend to be shocked. I mean, we had to literally roll back sanctions on this guy and the $10 million bounty we had on his head just so he could come to America. It's outrageous. I don't understand it. It feels like a complete betrayal of anyone who fought or died in Afghanistan or Iraq. And, you know, that's what you get. Meanwhile, we need to have a serious conversation as a country about these Republicans who are funding the Taliban. That's got to stop if you're watching what just happened on Bondi Beach, the 16 dead. I expect funding terrorists from Democrats. I do not expect it from Republicans. And we're giving them an average of $40 million every 2 weeks or so. They are running terror training camps. Specifically, Bin Laden's son is running terror training camps. We are paying for them. We're paying for our own assassination, as we always do. I don't know why. We did it last time we trained Bin Laden in Afghanistan. We saw how that worked out. We're doing it again. And to their credit, Nancy Mace and Tim Burchett, Ralph Norman, they all sponsored a bill in the House to make funding out Taliban terrorists illegal. It passed. It went over to the Senate. And guess what? Now it's being blocked by John Thune and the chairman of that particular committee in the Senate, who is a Republican. So Republicans now standing firmly side by side with Al-Qaeda in the White House and, you know, also funding the Taliban. Again, the Taliban was the enemy in Afghanistan for 21 years. 2,500 American dead. Fighting the Taliban, and we're funding them now when we're not meeting with Al-Qaeda. I mean, honestly, the war on terror, why we did it, I just don't know. And we're importing our enemies by the, you know, tens of thousands. Although, to be fair, the Trump administration is going back through and vetting all of the Afghans that came through. But I mean, honestly, why we ever went there or fought anybody, I have no idea.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So let's recap the weekend, shall we? Gunmen opened fire at Brown University in a study session for a Jewish professor. We don't know if that's relevant, but just know these are the facts. Gunman opens fire at Brown University in a study session for a Jewish professor. The local police do not seem to really want to tell us, at least not yet, what the gunman said. We'll see. We can guess. It's given the news here last few months, it's either about Jews or transgenderism. It probably Jews. Was this guy going to be another furry? Sums up with that, by the way. We talked about that last week. I'm just thinking about that this week. I mean, what are the odds? Tyler Robinson into furry porn, boyfriend furry. Trump's assassin, the Butler shooter, furry, hidden by the FBI from us. Didn't want us to know for some reason that he was a left winger and a furry. Who are these people? This is so weird. Then we find out Pipe Bomber. He's a furry. His particular brand is the Brony brand. He loves My Little Pony. This was a guy who, you go back and interview all the high school kids he went to school with, they're like, yeah, he was a freak show. In high school, he had a My Little Pony backpack. Was known to be mentally off. Folks, I mean, what are the odds? Do you know a furry? I don't know a furry. There can't be a lot of these people. By the way, the particular kind of cartoon style porn that the Pipe Bomber was looking at was very transgender oriented. Go back to the Annunciation Catholic Church, you know, school shooting, furry. It goes on and on and on and on. I'm just saying that's who this guy is. By the way, we don't know who it is. The Brown University killer. It shooter is still at large. FBI thought they had him, bragged about their incredible geolocation software, how they got him using the cell phone. It wasn't him. It was someone else who's still at large. Meanwhile, in Redland, California, anti-Semites attacked a Jewish family's home. They made a mistake of lighting it up for Hanukkah. In a very obvious, you know, obviously pro-Hanukkah decoration, like, you know, kind of outdoor setting. Somebody opened fire into the home. In Paris, they had to cancel the New Year's celebration over security concerns. It's Islamists don't like Christmas celebrations. They're Christian. In Germany, five Muslims have been arrested. They were plotting to kill as many Christians as possible on Christmas. Three of them are Moroccan immigrants. One's Egyptian. The other one is Syrian. And in Australia, you're probably hearing now, Bondi Beach, an Islamic father and son opened fire on Jews celebrating Hanukkah. And eyewitnesses said the local, mostly female police officers who were present ran and hid. They did nothing. They had plenty of time to shoot, you know, rearm and, you know, reload and shoot and reload. Finally, bystander of Lebanese Christian descent disarmed one of the gunmen. And police showed up and killed one of the two gunmen. But, you know, many people did nothing. Many of those folks are dead. At some point, we need to begin to have the discussion in the Western world that Islam is simply incompatible with Western culture. And you just have, you know, some people I'm sure are fine, but you have a large number of Muslim immigrants who do not want to assimilate. And you put that together with these, you know, the belief by these progressive Western leaders that assimilation or demeaning assimilation is racism. No, our culture's inferior anyway. We can't demand that they assimilate. That would be racist. Well, that is a deadly combination. That opens the door for terrorists and their supporters. And Western leaders are, by and large, when Donald Trump's obviously not one of them, but, you know, incapable of responding to the crisis because they're more scared of being, you know, labeled racist than they are of the terrorist. It's a numbers game. They figure, well, it's probably going to be somebody else's family that gets killed. Not me. There's a lot of us. They can't kill us all. I mean, it's not Jews who are killing Christians. It's Muslims around the globe killing Christians. We have the genocide in Africa. Nicki Minaj praising Donald Trump for finally acknowledging it instead of pretending it's not going on, which, by the way, goes all the way up to the Pope. Lecturing us to accept Islam into our societies, but not lecturing Islam. Can you stop killing Christians, please, including Catholic priests, which is amazing. That's the globalist way, the pretend. I mean, globalize the Intifada, an incredibly anti-Semitic and very racist slogan, is happening. It's a call to violence. We're seeing it. Goes on and on and on and on. So, I mean, look what we got just last week. And we've got this merging of these Islamic forces, street forces, temporarily with Democrats. And it's very scary. I mean, what we saw in the D.C. shooting. Oh, he got radicalized here. I don't care where he got radicalized. I don't believe he got radicalized. He was pre-radicalized by his own culture. Well, what do you have there? You have Democrats selecting the target, and for the first time, an Islamist going after that target. We haven't seen that before. Yes, we have seen Muslims in America, Fort Hood shooting, go after military. We've seen that before. But this was the particular designated target of the Democrats. There's plenty of military installations. We've got over 400 bases he could have hit. He went after the very target that Democrats had designated. Look, here are Nazis. Well, but they're actually National Guard. She's very sweet. No, this is a Nazi. The Islamist shooter went right for the Democrat designated target. Folks, this weekend, look at the video of Kilmore Abrigo Garcia, St. Kilmore, patron saint of wife beaters and child traffickers. Illegal immigrant, who, by the way, a judge has just set free, a Democrat judge. He's whining and complaining in Spanish because he can't be bothered to learn English. Whining and complaining. The guy standing next to him as he's whining and complaining about actual laws on our books applying to him as an illegal immigrant is wearing a kafaya. Like, what is this, the Intifada? Well, wait a minute. Why are Democrat street protesters wearing kafayas?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, this is St. Kilmore. St. Kilmore Abrigo Garcia, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere, human trafficker, including of children and illegal immigrant, mocking the government, that'd be our government, whose laws he is presently breaking. In Espanol, because he can't be bothered to learn English well enough to communicate in it. Why? Because he's not interested in this country or being a part of it. He's only interested in the criminal opportunities here. Here's St. Kilmore, or Kilmore, as I call him. And remember, this is a guy who argued he can't go back to his native El Salvador, even though he had a deportation order, because rival gang members might kill him. So he admits being a member of a gang. Why might they kill him? Well, his lawyer argued they believe that he killed one of their mothers. Did he? Would that give Democrats even 1 second of pause if he did? I mean, they don't care that he beats his wife, who I hope survives his lack of incarceration. So there he is. He takes this big fat interpreter with him everywhere he goes. She's easily twice his size. Can't be bothered to communicate in English. Do you know what that show? He has no interest in this country besides what he can get out of it in ill-gotten gains. But somehow Democrats have convinced him he has rights here. Here he is.
Estoy aquí de pie frente a ustedes. Y la lucha seguirá. Yo seguiré de pie. No le bajaré la cabeza a nadie. Siempre estaré de pie sobre todas las injusticias que ha hecho este gobierno.
I stand here today with my head held up high. And I will continue to fight and stand firm against all of the injustices this government has done upon me.
When you're standing next to I will stand here and fight, he says. When you're standing next to a guy wearing a Palestinian kafaya, as you say that, it sort of conveys a different tone, if you will. Fight how? What are you talking about? The guy cannot be bothered to learn English, has to take his translator with him as he threatens our government that he's going to fight. Fight what? What can you do? What injustice? You broke. And by the way, you didn't just break our laws coming here repeatedly. You broke our laws, human trafficking. Seems to think he's got some right to be here. It is so bizarre. Meanwhile, Steve Deese, the Blaze, over the weekend, this went viral, losing his mind over the 2 million Social Security numbers Joe Biden illegally, because this is not legal, illegally gave illegal immigrants just the last year of his presidency in order to hide them on the welfare rolls in hopes that no one would find them there.
Fox News ran this graph yesterday. Non-citizen Social Security numbers issued during the Biden administration, 270,000 in 21, over 590,000 in 22, over 960,000 in 23, over 2.1 million in 24. Gee, I wonder why that escalated so much in 24. Because what are you probably more likely to legitimately be able to claim if you've got a Social Security card?
Citizenship voting.
Uh-huh. By the way, that's more people. The Biden administration gave more non-citizens Social Security cards in 4 years than live in our home state of Iowa. If we just took the amount of people they gave those to in 2024, that's more people than live in Nebraska, Idaho, West Virginia, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Maine, Montana, Rhode Island, Delaware, South Dakota, North Dakota, Alaska, D.C., Vermont, and Wyoming. It would be the 39th largest state in the union. Just the amount of people, non-Americans, they gave Social Security cards to last year.
Now, remember, it's actually the actual full number, according to Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, is 9 million illegals given Social Security numbers. That is illegal. You cannot do that. They're not Americans. So Democrats broke the law to do it in order to hide them. Remember what else she found among the 9 million Social Security numbers? 6,000 terrorists.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary? How does that happen?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens. So they may be people who have some sort of legal status, but a lot of them are illegals that were given a Social Security number in just the last 4.5 years.
Yeah, those who have legal status aren't supposed to get them. That's for America. They did it to hide them. They could get them on the welfare rolls, get them on the voter rolls. The good news is, folks, I don't want this to make you mad. It is still 2025, and we found this. We have time to right the ship and to kick them all off and to fix it. It is unraveling for the Democrats every day, and that's why they tried things like that Epstein stunt this weekend, pretending they had new Epstein pictures of Trump and releasing them with the supposed victims' faces, their eyes blacked out like they were underage victims. They were not underage victims. Trump was at a public Epstein party, and most of the pictures he's with Melania. Some of the pictures have been released before. The people with him are not victims. They are not only not underage, they're of age. This is what the Democrats do. They got nothing else. Nothing else but sit around, hope you'll make the mistake of electing them again so they could flood the country with more illegals and flip the amnesty switch. All right, coming up on the show, we're going to do this till Christmas. Maybe beyond, I don't know, but definitely till Christmas. The 9 o'clock hour, so 9 to 10, is now a call-in segment of the show. We're going to cram news around the edges, we always do, but the lines will be open from 9 to 10. Again, it is the same phone number as the text line, 800-905-0989. I try to do a better job than usual of reading the text line during that hour, too, in case you don't have time to call in. You can text in 800-905-0989. So that is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line and our phone number, 800-905-0989. Texter writes, Tara, Charlie Kirk assassination narrative, including Robinson and Cole, the alleged pipe bomber. Okay. Oh, I see what you see. This is one of these people who thinks Tyler Robinson didn't kill Charlie Kirk, but can't tell me who did. That's why I keep challenging people who are telling me they're repeating Candace Owens cray cray. Okay, Tyler Robinson didn't do it. Who did? Who killed him? Yeah, I mean, if you're that sure Tyler Robinson's an innocent guy, it's the weirdest thing, because his dad doesn't think he's innocent and turned him in. And folks, if you didn't watch that video of him in that courtroom, you think he's innocent? An innocent person would be completely terrified and freaked out. He's sitting there laughing with his attorneys. You know why? He did it. I can't believe I have to say this. He did it. He's at peace with what he did. He does not have regrets. He has accepted the consequences. I think he was trying to impress his boyfriend, who was a furry. And he's a doctrinaire liberal. I think he's trying to start a movement of assassination. I think he feels he's secured his place in history. This is what he wanted. He got it. He's completely at peace with it. A person who was falsely accused would be completely wigged out by that courtroom. They would not be sitting there smiling and joking with their attorneys. So this idea that somehow Tyler Robinson, Charlie Kirk's wife, his friends who are the head of TPUSA, some Israelis somewhere, and Tyler Robinson's dad are all in on this. I mean, come on. It's just wild. Texter writes, Tara, can all these social security numbers be traced back to the illegals so they can be caught? I don't know. We're just finding out about this. Texter writes, oh, wow. And I wanted to read this. My son was killed in Iraq. I can never forgive Trump for this stunning betrayal. Well, look, here's the thing. I think that Trump is trying to keep our currency from disintegrating. And he needs the Saudis to stop letting people pay in their own currency for oil. Saudis let China do that after Joe Biden went over and insulted them to their face. And they said, okay, in retaliation, we're going to hurt your currency. We're going to let China buy oil from us, in their own currency. In fact, we might let other people do it. And Donald Trump went over there, kissed the ring, and practically begged to put that relationship right. And the Saudis love having Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. And that is why, while he was there in Saudi Arabia, he recognized the head of Al-Qaeda as a legitimate Syrian leader. Never mind, he, killed 250 of us. As Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and now he's had him to the White House. He's trying to shore up our currency. So I it's just galling to watch Al-Qaeda in the White House and not tried and executed at Gitmo. But I at least want to explain to you why Trump's doing it. I'm just as disgusted. There's got to be another way. But folks, this is the, you know what this is? This is the price when you print money like a drunken sailor. Printing money is a form of theft. It is incredibly immoral because you're stealing from people the checkout line of the grocery store. And you put your currency in such mortal danger when you do it that you have to welcome Al-Qaeda to the White House like a conquering hero. You can decide what part of that you blame who for. But yeah, it's disgusting. It's humiliation. And by the way, understand this. This is a crazy part. And thank you, by the way, so much for your sacrifice and your son as well and for his service. I keep from the bottom of my heart. Al-Qaeda threatened to kill and put a fatwa on Trump in June. And he had to have the leader of Al-Qaeda, or did have the leader of Al-Qaeda, or decided, however you want to look at it, in Syria, who's now the president of Syria, in the White House. Literally while that guy's organization has a fatwa on Trump's head and is trying to kill him. Yeah. What comes around goes around, I guess.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.